Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Giants Talk Podcast. Here's Alex Pavlovich and Cole Kuiper. I know those guys.
Hey, what's up, Giants fans? Welcome to another episode of Giants Talk. I'm Cole Kuiper here with Giants insider Alex Pavlovich. The story on everyone's mind, Casey Schmidt. We're clearly going to talk about that. And unfortunately, we'll have to squeeze in some Giants Nats talk as well. Stay tuned to the end of the episode. Alex and Laura Britt sat down with Giants GM Pete Patella. All right, that's a good one. I always love hearing from Pete. Before we go any further, though, Giants Talk is presented by Mancini Sleep World. Visit Mancini Sleep World for their free event. Mancini's perfect match guarantee means you get the best mattress at the best price. Hurry in now or visit them online at sleepworld.com. Right off the bat, we got to talk Casey Schmidt, Alex. The prospects are coming up, and you love to see the prospects thrive right off the bat. What was it like in the ballpark when he hit that home run?
The whole night was different. It was just a different energy. I mean, even today, like, he got by far the loudest ovation during pregame introductions. And that's not just because there were like 60 members of his family and friends, not as many on Wednesday, but the between innings, like showing him on the scoreboard. Rennell did a great job throughout, just kind of hyping people up on Tuesday. And I just think it's something you and I have talked about before. Like, Aaron Judge isn't going to be here. Carlos Correa isn't going to be here. The answer for the Giants, I think, to become more interesting and win back some of the fans who have disappeared is to have guys like this and have homegrown guys who become very, very good players, like a Joe Panic or a Matt Duffy. Ideally, you get to where they got with Crawford and Belt and Kane and Bumgarner and guys like that. And maybe Kyle Harrison will hit that level. Maybe Casey will. You don't know, but I think there was a different energy, and there's nothing like a debut. And I think it's a little bit more special when it's somebody who, you know, is so skilled and so talented and highly touted that this could be the start of, look, it could be the start of 2 weeks and then it's back in AAA. Could be the start of 10 years.
Let's go with the 10 years one. I mean, hitting that home run in his second big league at bat, put him in some solid names. You know, Will Clark famously had his first home run as his first hit in his big league debut. Brandon Crawford hit a grand slam in his first game. We might be looking at the new Brandon Crawford.
So look, cannot disrespect Brandon Crawford like that. One of the best careers of the last couple decades. Oh. But I just think there was excitement, and it's not like the guy who had a home run for his first hit before Casey was Aramis Garcia. So like, there are guys who come up and have a big night and
bringing me back down to earth a little bit here.
Sorry. I read a review recently of the pod where somebody was like, Alex Ola's just like comes crashing back down after Cole gets so high, but
Alex, this is the best thing ever. No, it's not. This is perfectly normal, Cole.
No, but I think the exciting thing about Casey is that like, he is one of their top five prospects. He is, for me, like a borderline top 100 guy, just when you look at what he can do, and somebody who can stick here for a long time, and somebody who they've been planning on to have be here for a long time. Look, he was a second round pick. Like, it's not some rando who came up and hit a home run. He's somebody who should be either the third baseman or the shortstop or the second baseman or all of the above for a while here. And the fact that it happened and the fact that he took full advantage of night one, I think was pretty special.
You mentioned the 60 plus people being at the ballpark. That looked like it was probably the most fun section to be in at a Giants game of the entire year. His family was going nuts. His friends, he had a whole group flying to town. But having the camera front and center on them, on dad, as the home run is hit, that's got to be one of the greatest reactions we've had from a family section that I can remember.
Yeah, I met his dad before the game. They were all out near the dugout, which also, like, people were, it was funny. Like, it was, the Giants did a great job. Abe Silvestri, James Euros, Brad Grahams, like all the behind the scenes guys did an incredible job of setting them up. And they were out there like pretty close to first pitch, and Casey came out and met most of them. And just a really, they're right next to the press box. So we had a good view the whole night, and they're going nuts the whole night. I think your dad absolutely nailed the call, but telling
don't drop Schmidt, the baby.
Don't drop the little one there. but you know, his grandmother was there. She's 84 years old. Hadn't been out of the house really the last few years. So there's nothing like those debuts. I think it's something just unique about baseball and special about baseball. And that one really like was one of the more memorable ones. And hopefully, you know, hopefully one of a few this year, I think is probably the plan.
Yeah. I feel like the success of the Casey Schmidt experiment right off the bat means, Schmidt, Schmidt's Creek. The success of the Casey Schmidt experience really means hopefully good things for the other prospects you and I have been hoping to see.
Yeah, it's, you know, Casey's the first position player drafted under Farhan Zaidi to come up, the second player period. Caleb Killian made it with the Cubs briefly after they traded him, but Cole Waits and Casey Schmidt right now are the two. But, you know, we know Kyle Harrison's on the way. Patrick Bailey has really impressed. I think we're going to see him this year. And those are all the same draft class. So that 2020 class, which is a small group, RJ Dabovich is part of that group as well. So that group could really start to maybe entrench themselves. And that might be related a little bit to the baseball we saw on the two games that were not Casey Schmidt's debut. So that's going to be interesting to watch the rest of the year. And then just, you know, for the front office, a measure of, I don't know if relief or validation but there's some pressure to get some of these guys up here and start to prove that these guys can actually reach the big leagues. And we're not just talking about them all the time as minor leaguers.
Definitely a little bit of both of those. I feel like relief and validation. And look, it wasn't just one at bat. Schmidt was 4-for-8. He came home to cross home plate 3 times, and he was the only kid with 2 hits on Wednesday. The only guy with a multi-hit game in a gloomy Wednesday game. Yeah. So Casey Schmidt looked good across the board beyond just his big home run. Oh, if you were a betting man, like, he's here for a good while, right? You said two weeks earlier, and now I'm kind of like, well, worried.
No. I say more is like
who knows, but
this isn't quite a Ramos situation from last year. It was like, let's get his feet wet. Let's get him some experience. Yeah. We know he's going back down at the end of this homestand, basically, no matter what. They made it clear they want him to play for the next week. I will say one thing about Wednesday's game. Like, he's a little bit toolsier, I think, than people just view him as a glove and an elite defender and somebody who's like kind of figuring out some other things and coming together at the plate. Like, I think there are more tools there than people realize. Like, it was 108 off the bat on that double.
No,
just pretty good. It's not Stanton, but that's pretty good for a slider middle infielder. And the speed too. I mean, he's 28, 29 feet per second in terms of sprint speed, which is going to be one of the faster guys on this team. He should be up there, I think, with Tyro and Slater as he settles in. But I think, you know, Brandon Crawford's not going to be back until Friday at the earliest. David Villar has really struggled. The Austin Slater injury just kind of opens potentially some things up where you move Estrada to the outfield at times. And for me, this is a no brainer, like run him out there for a bit and see what you have and see if he can stick. I didn't get the sense the last couple of days from anybody that this was in any way similar to what they did with Ramos last year. And part of it too, is they had to add him to the 40 man for this. So Gabe said it. He's like, we're trying to continue the development at the big league level. We also are trying to win. And quite frankly, what we saw the last 2 days, he's somebody who can help him win. So we'll see. It's 2 days. It's 8 at bats. He's very, very aggressive at the plate. So there's an adjustment coming from pitchers, certainly. And we've seen what's happened with VR this year. At some point, it's like, okay, now can you hit the slider? That's down and away. Okay. So that's coming for Casey as well. But I do think they're going to give him a real shot here to try to win a more consistent job.
Well, hats off to Casey Schmidt. Certainly made a good first impression to Giants fans, and that can't be overstated how important that is. Now, you mentioned Austin Slater. Let's just get to that right away. Came up short on what would have been an infield single. Alex, do we have an update yet? Is that a strain, tightness?
It's headed for an MRI tube, which is
okay.
My least favorite place in the world. But these guys are used to it. Poor Austin's used to it as well. But same hamstring he hurt in spring training. You know, he missed 3 weeks at the start of the year with that. This, he said this was not as bad, but I think talking to him after the game, just a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment. I think it's just been, you know, one thing after another for him. It was the elbow in the spring and then the hamstring and now the hamstring again, and just a lot of frustration afterwards. And these things generally, even though the Giants have gotten some better news on some of them, like Alex Wood, like Mike Yastrzemski, generally a hamstring puts you on the injured list. So, and especially when it's your second one in, you know, 3 months. So I would expect that. And I don't know that they'll want to get too creative yet with some of the guys they have on the roster. Bryce Johnson's probably just the easy answer, but there's maybe a different way to go about it if you want to. You want to try maybe moving Tyro around a little bit.
Yeah. Beyond the injury, the other big negative talking point coming out of the National Series was the starting pitching woes. Desclafani got real knocked around right off the bat on Monday. He probably gets a pass because of how he's been pitching beyond this. But Sean Manaea really has not looked good all year. And he got crushed in the first three innings on Wednesday. 29 runs in the last 26 innings. Is this, I don't know how much leash you think Sean Manaea has, but I got to imagine the experiment doesn't last much longer if he continues at this clip.
Well, it's, you know, people keep asking me about Manaea and Stripling. They both have 2-year deals. Like
that's
they
true.
Have the opt-outs, but they're 2-year deals. I think, in terms of experiment, like for these guys, it's more about, are you in the rotation or not?
Yeah.
My guess, given how they've pitched, is that Alex Wood is back this weekend and that Sean Manaea maybe moves back to the pen, or maybe they're going back to more of a piggyback situation with him. I think Stripling's been a little bit more consistent recently. Mm-hmm. It's just been rough with Manaea and given how well the first three guys are pitching. And Discofani, I mean, got roughed up in the first, but after that, to get through seven was pretty impressive. Given how well those three, Discofani, Cobb, Webb, are pitching, like, given where the team is, you can't really go too much longer, just kind of tanking your hopes in the 4-5 spot. So I think we see Alex Wood. And then I do think we're not far from a Kyle Harrison discussion. Like,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's either Jacob Junis comes back around or Kyle Harrison. The new Colts guy, Kyle Harrison, is let's just throw something at the wall and see what sticks.
I mean, it's,
I'm just getting so bummed out beyond just the pitching performances, having to see Manaea and Stripling do the face the music interview to the press after these games, because they're wearing it.
Yeah, Manaea especially is wearing it. The tricky thing, and the reason you want, you know, if you're the Giants, you want these guys to figure it out before you have to do something else, is like, it's really weird roster math. If you have somebody in the rotation, whether it's Harrison, whether it's a Tristan Beck or a Sean Jelly or whoever, Keaton Wynn, who's not one of those guys, because then you have Stripling, Junis, and Manaea like in the pen. That's very strange. So, I think they're going to be patient with these guys. And there's been, I think Stripling will figure it out. There's been signs from him, and it's been more like the home runs with him, where you just kind of go, oh, it happened quickly. If you can just stop doing that, you're probably in better shape. But it's been a rough go for Manaea. And we've talked about this too. Like, at some point, the 1-year deals, some of them were going to blow up in their face. And it's May 10th. It's early, but it's also 26 innings for the guy now that have generally not gone well. So
I'm pulling for him, but it's ugly baseball. It sucks to watch. And I was hoping for more from Sean Manaea. But hey, you always get the occasional gem in these situations, whether it's a fluke or not. So we're due for a Sean Manaea for no reason stellar pitching performance.
Yeah. I mean, Arizona's not the easiest place to go right now. So he's not going to pitch there, but
no, he's missing that.
Yeah, but they'll come home and they'll figure it out. I do think the immediate answer is just Alex Wood. And
yeah,
you know, it's a lot easier if you have those three guys going at the top and then Wood pitches well as well. You can figure out the fifth spot and you know, be a little bit more aggressive with pulling guys early in games.
Yeah. I want to talk Arizona. I also want to remember a few guys with you, but before we go any further, Giants Talk is presented by Honda. Take the Giants on the go this season and stream the games on the NBC Sports app, brought to you by your NorCal Honda dealers. All right, Alex, Casey Schmidt is rocking number 6. You want to run down some classic number 6s with me?
I would love to run down some classic. Do you have a list? Because you're testing my memory.
So. I've got a list.
Okay, good.
The two that stand out for me, I think, are probably the obvious ones for a lot of Giants fans.
JT.
Robbie Thompson.
Okay.
And JT, back-to-back, rocking the number. Robbie Thompson was my favorite hit player as a kid. Probably right behind Will Clark, Matt Williams. It was a great team to root for, but I was a huge Robbie Thompson guy. And then as soon as he left and JT took over, I was a big JT guy. So apparently I was a really big number 6 guy.
Who knew? I think it's Robbie's birthday today or yesterday.
Oh, so
one of
happy
them.
Birthday from Giants Talk.
If you're a listener.
Yeah, of course. Beyond them, Brett Pill and then Steven Duggar, who's still hanging around in the Dodgers AAA system in Oklahoma City, but really scuffling this year in AAA.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it bums me out that he's with the Dodgers in general, but I'd rather see him succeed with them than not succeed with them.
Yeah. He had a big moment against them last year. Yeah, that's a pretty good list.
Yeah. And how about this one, Alex? If you want to remember a guy, you turn that 6 upside down and Brandon Belt had a home run today, his second of the year.
That one counts. I will say I was happy that he got, I think he was 97 in the spring. So like 6 is a real number. 6 is like a, hey, you're here.
Yeah, although I don't know if that's what he's wearing with the Dodgers.
I'm saying Schmidt. Like
okay. So yeah.
To be it's like a yeah, it's not even like a no offense to George Contos, but like a 70 or something where it's like, well, you got this number this year, like David Vierra last year. You got 70, you know, hit a few homers, you can get settled in after this. So
I'm even still surprised that Camilo Duvall rocks the Barry Zito 75 that high up.
I think it's just too ironic at this point. So
yeah, at this point, you got your two hardest throwing pitchers in Giants history wearing 75.
The Camilo entry video with the 75 and the flames is somebody needs to send that to Barry.
Yeah, just re-edit it with Zito and the flames. That'd be classic.
Actually, someone just needs to re-edit it with Zito, and I will retweet the hell out of that.
All right, make it happen, listeners. Giants are heading to Arizona. Giants at Diamondbacks, and the Diamondbacks are not the Diamondbacks of yesterday. Not your grandma's Diamondbacks. This is a good team. Second place in the NL West. What do we need to know about the Diamondbacks going into this series, Alex?
Well, I feel like I've been talking about them for a year. So
yeah, they're Alex's own Diamondbacks.
They're probably sick of me just saying, watch out for that team. But I actually talked to a scout who just saw him and he was like, it's basically what you expect. They're running a lot. They're running everything down. They're playing good defense. A lot of doubles, a lot of triples, stealing bases. Corbin Carroll's been good. Longoria's been okay. He's 4 home runs, I think. But we'll see him this weekend. And they haven't pitched very well, but it's a very young staff. The Giants are going to see Zach Gallen, who's one of the best in baseball. They won't see Merrill Kelly, the
Max
Muncy of pitchers.
Oh my God. That is the best news I've heard all year.
That's the second best news of the week after Casey Schmidt. They are going to see a bunch of kids. I mean, they're going to see a couple rookies. They're going to see a second year guy. So I don't even, Brandon Fatt, I think is how you pronounce his
Yeah, I was going to let you do that one. Brandon Fatt, it looks like a sabermetric.
He's a very good prospect. So yeah, they're going to see some of the younger guys who haven't fully gotten going yet, but a different look from Arizona. And, you know, if you're the Giants, I think you hope. Last year, Arizona just made them look slow. Like it was like watching, you know, it was like watching the Phoenix Suns years ago face like a team full of 40-year-olds. Like that was, it was weird because you don't usually see that in baseball. It's just like, that team's making these guys look even slower than we thought they were.
So, yeah, and we're here with the year of stolen bases, the rule changes. Yeah. And I know I've seen some runners just kind of pick apart Blake Sable, Joey Bart's been throwing them out. But
that's a great
Giants
point.
Have to be very careful with what the D-backs can do on the base pass.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because they are facing three righties. So you'd think Sable would get some time, but he's had a lot of trouble throwing. And teams haven't totally picked on the Giants yet, but we haven't seen a lot of teams that were as equipped as the Diamondbacks are. Yeah. And they know them well. So I know this is a team that the Giants have spent a lot of time thinking about over the last few months. And so I'm curious to see what happens.
I can't wait to see. I want to hear from you and Laura and Pete Patella. Before we go any further, though, Giants Talk is presented by Happy Days RV. Happy Days RV is celebrating 49 years of business. Huge discounts on trailers, toy haulers, and motorhomes. With 2024 on the horizon, all 2022 and 2023 inventory must go. Find your RV at happydazerv.com. All right. You sat down with Pete. Is this a fairly recent sit down? Are we going to get some Casey Schmidt adjacent content here?
This was Monday, so it was pre-Casey.
But he might have known. He might have had something rattling around in the back of his head.
I would hope he would. It's the general manager. Could have told us on Monday.
Yeah, right? Pete. Help us out.
Yeah, some talk about the team and then the current team and then some prospect talk. A lot of people have asked me about Wade Mechler, who's in high A, who's just been unbelievable. So that'll be one of the questions here. So if you're the guy on Twitter who I think your actual name is like Wade Mechler fan, then this is
Wade Mechler stan.
Yeah, this is for you. But all right. I had Pete on when he got hired and he's had some time now. So wanted to have him back on.
All right. Fantastic. Let's get to it.
Visit Man City Sleep World for our free event. Hurry in now or visit us online at sleepworld.com.
Which NorCal drivers are enjoying the best of everything these days? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
My Honda Pilot is the perfect family SUV.
My Honda CR-V is definitely a great choice.
Honda was named best overall brand, most refined brand, and best value brand of 2022 by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Save now at your NorCal Honda dealer.
Based on 2022 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Giants general manager Pete Patella joins us now. And Pete, after spending 12 seasons with the Astros, you got your World Series ring. Nice way to cap that off. You've been with the Giants now for about 6 months. Has the gear fully transitioned from Astros to Giants? I feel like that's a big clean out.
Yeah, definitely. I got hooked up by Brad Grems, our home clubhouse manager. He gave me a big duffel bag full of Giants stuff. So that was really helpful. And I already had some orange in the closet, so that was helpful too.
So not too many things to replace, I guess. One of the things that you were praised for from Farhan, Zaidi, and Gabe Kapler was your ability to be concise and get straight to the point. I want to invite you today to elaborate as much as you'd like. You don't have to get straight to the point with us here today. But I do want to talk about the big load that's on your plate with the farm system. Baseball is so unique in that you've got so many different teams that are under the organization, a lot of players to evaluate. How do you decide every day what to focus on?
Yeah, I think it depends on, you know, what time of year. I like to give the guys a little bit of time to get their feet under them at the affiliates. I just actually got back from Richmond. I was there over the weekend, so they have about a month of playing time there. So, you know, it's a little bit easier to bring up, you know, certain trends, positive, negative trends, things that guys need to work on rather than coming in there right away. But we have a lot of tools and information that allow us to kind of scan the whole system more efficiently now versus only having to go see them in person. So that helps.
it struck me last week watching not just you say hi to all the ushers and everybody that you've known for a long time, but J.D. Davis doing the same thing. And he was there even before he was with the Mets. He's kind of been one of the better stories of the first, you know, 20% of the season for you guys. What do you remember about a very young J.D.? And did you think, I think especially defensively, he has surprised some people the last month. Did you think this was in him, just knowing what you know about his background?
Yeah, I mean, after one of the games in Houston where he made a couple of really big plays, the Astros scouting director actually texted me and said, hey, can you believe they wouldn't let him play third base in college? And, you know, I joke with him after the game about that. But no, I think the Giants coaching staff made some tangible changes to how he prepares, you know, when the pitch is being delivered. And I think it's allowed him to be a little bit more nimble, quick on his feet. But he told us before the season that he wanted to be you know, not just a great hitter, but a great defender. And he said he's working on not limiting his beliefs. And it's really cool to see that he's one of the, I think, top five players in outs above average right now.
The guy next to him has also done an outstanding job. The guy next to him currently, Tyrell Estrada. And he's probably a guy that I would imagine you have a pretty good idea about when you're in Houston. He was in the American League for a while and a good prospect for him, but maybe didn't get to see him as up close and didn't know as much about him. What have you learned about him over the last 5-6 weeks that maybe you didn't realize when you took the job?
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously provides a lot of versatility defensively, and it's a fun at bat, and he's shown some of his biggest bat speed so far of his career. And I think that's one of the things about players who come from the international system. They tend to be younger because they sign at a younger age. And, you know, he was playing in the big leagues at 23, 24 with the Yankees. And, you know, the guys are still physically developing, and, you know, I think he's finally coming into his power. Always made a ton of contact and avoided the strikeout, but, you know, coming to the major league level, adjusting to the pitching, and now, you know, continuing to get bigger, stronger, we're seeing some of the power come out.
It looked like you were in the dugout when Marco Luciano hit his home run in Double A, his first home run in Double A. How's he doing? How's he developing?
He's doing well. It's a really special batting practice to witness. He puts it out to all fields with authority. It's really simple swing. And again, it's easy to forget, but he's 21 years old playing in Double A. So, you know, it's really nice to see just the good takes on pitches out of the zone and just the big swings that he's taking. And he hit one home run there. It was 111 mile per hour exit velocity. So great to see. And then at shortstop, we just need to continue to get him reps so that he can develop those instincts. But yeah, he's doing well. And I like to spend time in the dugout at the affiliates because, you know, I fly 3,000 miles there to sit in the stands by myself. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
You were in the home run line.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I think. I saw you sneaking in there for a high five.
It's a good spot to be.
Yeah, yeah, you know, definitely. Guys are fun.
Right next to the players. Now that back up to the big leagues, now that the team is about 20% through with the season, what do you think the strengths and the weaknesses are of the big club?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the classic, you know, when we pitched, we didn't hit. When we hit, we didn't pitch as well. But as we've seen the last couple weeks, starting to put those together. And obviously one of the biggest strengths is the starting pitching. And then after that, I think the lineup, when everyone's healthy and in there, is very strong. There's a lot of bench options for Cap. And the bullpen's starting to come around. And, you know, Duvall's had some really good outings, you know, that was fun to watch Alvarez versus Duvall in that last game against Houston. But, yeah, I think those are some of the strengths so far. And just continuing to clean up some of the defensive work, I think, will go a long way, especially with the ground ball pitching staff that we have.
You mentioned starting pitching. It was a real strength in Houston, just coming through the pipeline and the young pitchers they have there. And really just kind of filled the rotation with young guys. We're starting to see that a little bit, and Kyle Harrison obviously at the forefront and coming off his best outing in AAA. In your experience and maybe with the conversations you have with these guys, when do you know a guy is ready? Because you can see what Kyle did, and then you could see him go out the next time and walk four, and I'm sure that was the same experience with some of the guys in Houston. How do you know if a guy is ready to make that jump?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of objective information we can look at to see how, you know, these pitches project to play in the major leagues, but also just talking to the coaching staff, trying to understand how guys are bouncing back, you know, whether they're handling all of their work, just the confidence levels. So it's just a lot of communication with the coaching staff while also looking at some of the objective information we have.
One guy I'm starting to get questions on in the minors, and I don't have many answers because I haven't seen him play a whole lot, but I'm sure you have, is Wade Mechler, who's hitting 500 currently as we talk, which is going to jump off the page. What can you tell Giants fans maybe about what you guys like about him and what you've seen from him and his skill set that has allowed him to be so good the last month?
Yeah, he's a in the classic sense, a real kind of grinder, scrappy player. If you look back in the online archives, there's some stories about him and his journey onto the Oregon State baseball team where, you know, he walked on there, I think, really grinded his way onto the roster and was part of an outfield that had a few first rounders drafted from it. And he just continues to scrap and improve in every part of his game. He's gotten a little bigger, stronger this offseason, and has elite level plate discipline and contact skills and the ability to loft pitches. You know, so he's able to hit for some power there, and he can really run too. He was in the corner outfield at Oregon State, but he had a few guys ahead of him who were really plus defenders. So I think he has the ability to play all three outfield positions, and wouldn't be surprised if we tried to add a little bit of versatility onto his game.
I hear you talking about all these numbers that you can look up on all these players without even having to go there. How many Excel spreadsheets do you have on your computer? I mean, maybe there's an app for that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we have quite a few different spreadsheets and different websites and things like that to pull information. But it's definitely super helpful just given the scope and, you know, how these guys are spread out around the country to be able to, you know, have some of that information. But there's nothing like going, you know, in person and talking to them and, you know, hearing their thoughts about their own development too.
And one of the other things that Gabe and Farhan spoke about you is that Gabe said he thought you'd be a perfect fit with the players once they got to know you. How do you get to know players in your role? I mean, obviously being in the dugout in the minors goes a long way, but even on the major league team, how do you interact with them?
I think just the same way you interact with anyone else, just casual conversation, try to get to know them, what they like to do in their free time, you know, if they have a family or not, those sorts of things. But I think it's really just, you know, kind of getting everyone to let their guard down a little bit. You know, I'm not general manager. They're not third baseman. We're just two people trying to get to know each other. So I think that's where the human element definitely comes into play.
Well, it's been fun getting to know you here with us. Pete, thanks for sitting down with us.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.